Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three. The Third Ingredient, you can also find The Age of the Customer there, too. Bob Nagin's here. Bob's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the top retail expert on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Co-author, along with Susan, of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, tell us about the other things that you guys are doing for your community.
Oh, so we have, of course, we have a lot of free resources, a weekly video lesson, a weekly text tip. You can go to whizbangtraining.com. There's an H there. We have a really robust Facebook community, Whizbang Retailers. And coming up in July, we have our Retail Success Summit. But this year, it's going to be virtual, and it's going to be absolutely amazing because retailers right now need, you know, it's a new world, and, yeah. and we're going to talk about how do you thrive in this new world.
Retail
if you go
is
to our
going
website,
to look,
learn about the
retail is going to have a completely different connotation in the minds of people our age and my age and your age, and then younger, even younger, they've got the traditional thought about retail. But kids who are born today, kids are younger than 10 years old. As they grow up, their perspective, their idea of retail is going to be completely different from ours, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, if you're digitally native, you expect to be able to connect with a brand on a brand being, you know, think of your store as a brand. And you know, if you're digitally native, not even if you're digitally native anymore, people expect to interact with their brand on social media. You know, this is whole omni experience.
Even if they love coming in your store, even if they come in your store every day. If you see them every day, they still want to be able to touch you online, don't they?
That is exactly right. And that's where this whole live social media has become so important. One of our clients, one of our Platinum Mastermind group members, has got 13 stores on the Delaware Shore. Somebody, and she's got a ton of energy. She's this wonderful, funny woman. And she did Facebook Lives every single day. And she got a letter from a customer and said, you know, I just loved watching your Facebook Lives. And by the way, I have spent more with you in the last 2 months when they were in shelter in place than I have in the last 5 years.
Wow.
So, you know, so it's...
Well,
it's
that's the thing about it. I mean, think about it. People come to you. Part of the reason people come to a store is because of the human beings. Especially now,
that's
when they can
exactly
buy stuff from
correct.
Amazon, we're human beings. We want the high touch, and if we can approximate
you are
that,
absolutely correct.
If we can approximate that online, then that keeps you. I mean, not only do they see your email every day, they can see your face. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, and one of the things that I'm most proud of, not for me, but for the people in our community, is that people who would have been terrified to go live on social media, all of a sudden we're doing it every day. And not only we're doing it every day, but they develop their voice, they develop their personality, they got good at it. You could see the change in their production values. I mean, they adapted and they did well because it was just so great to see people. You know, some people put their heads in the sand, and now they're paying the price.
They won't. They won't be here. I'm afraid they won't be here.
And now they're
getting
their reward.
I'm afraid they won't be here. The January.
No, that's exactly right. No.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Another thing that I've seen is what this whole thing has done is it has accelerated things. So the people who are mediocre are going to fail fast now. Mm-hmm. And the people who have been good all along and built relationships and, you know, did business the right way all along are going to become much more successful much more quickly.
Well,
you know, it's
and,
a culling of the herd right now.
Well, no question about it. And sadly, and I mean, it doesn't make me happy to say this. I don't think it does you either. In my perfect world, there'd be a place for, and there still may be somewhere, there'd be a place for a little retail company that doesn't do anything but unlock their door. In my perfect world, there would be that, but I don't think that perfect world is there anymore. and because of that, other people are going to benefit, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
The ones who adapt.
You have to. And that age is never, never coming back. And unfortunately, there's still people who are going to open those stores. I call them hobby stores. It's not that they sell hobby goods. You know, I do a lot of work with hobby stores, people who sell RC planes and things like this. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about stores, somebody who says, oh, wouldn't it be great to own a game store? And then they treat it like a hobby.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why they're not successful.
Right.
And they blame other people.
That's like the
but
same
there's
people.
Not really, I don't see any way that hobby stores are going to make it.
That's like the same people who think, wouldn't it be great to own a bed and breakfast? Well, I'll put on a pot of coffee and we'll break you from that. Hey, Bob, I need your website again, please.
Yes, whizbangtraining.com. There is an H in it.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Bob, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
We'll see you next time. Give Susan a hug for us. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, whizbangtraining.com. Don't forget to check that out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.